Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday at Ford Eye Center in Bellevue. Coats for kids. Bring your new or slightly used coat here to the Bellevue Ford Eye Center. We're also set up at Antioch with 102.9 The Buzz and out in Clarksville as well. Plus, you can bring coats to Bridgestone Arena tomorrow to the Preds game. New or slightly used, benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee. We got Ben set up here, so come by and see us. I know Woody and Jim, they're going to go out to Antioch as well with the buzz. So come by and say hi to everybody. Let's say hello to our man Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, who joins us here on the program. Hello, Chris. What's up?
Man, I'm actually doing pretty good. Just, driving around. My wife's working and, just being a husband right now. So how y'all fellas doing, man?
We're good. It's Friday. It's almost Christmas time. I got some football. Yeah. This weekend, so that's going to be fine. No, you're picking Tennessee because you like to pick against Ohio State.
What?
Around the mono, so.
Absolutely not. I am not a Vols fan. Hey, Vols fans, I love you, but y'all got to come to the big house. I mean,
that's not what Joey Kent told me, man. Joey Kent said that you used to wear that orange all the time.
Zero chance. I don't like orange. Orange is whacked.
Carl Pickens told me that otherwise too.
Yeah, he did. We can go all day with this, baby.
Sure we can. Let's start with this. Mason Rudolph has been named the starter for the Titans. Yeah. Will Levis will be his backup after being benched last week. Obviously disappointing for Levis, but do you like this move, Chris? And what message does this send to the locker room?
I mean, let me just go on both sides. I know Levis, I know it's tough for Levis because he really wants to do well. He really wants to, help this team win. But this is a great time for him to just learn. And I think, I know he wants to play and make some plays, but sometimes just kind of watch. But if I was Will Levis, I would make a call to some people. I'll make a call to John Elway or somebody that's been in a situation to where they struggled, and how do you get out of this mess? So, I know it's tough for Levis because, as a competitor and as a guy who wants to compete, I really think it's a good situation to where he can learn from, from some different people. Then you got a situation with Rudolph. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, last week he was 21 for 26. He did some good things, but then all of a sudden he throws an interception. So, I mean, you just don't know. I mean, it's just a tough situation for two quarterbacks. But, at the end of the day, you have to make a decision because your quarterback play by Levis has been so bad.
Anyone ever call you soft in your career, and how did you react if they did?
That drives me wacko when people say, this guy is soft, this guy. Listen, I'm trying to be politically correct, dangummit.
I said it that way because
– Oh, my gosh.
I get it. Like, I'm glad he said what he said. I wish that there have been more from Brian Callahan – more of that this year. And I know people are going to be like, well, Vrabel would kind of get that way and you all got sick of it. And then you want the nice guy to be me. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just show me some emotion. And that was a coach defending his football team. And I respect the heck out of that.
You know what? It's just imagine, because my wife, Faith Sanders, she's fine. I mean, she's fine. Just imagine somebody that I don't know look at her and say she look like Whoopi Goldberg. I'm going to want to fight him. I mean, it's going to be a fight. I mean, because you're disrespecting my wife. I know you're disrespecting my wife. And it's like with Brian Callahan, listen, how in the world you going to disrespect grown men that are going through camp, bleeding, having broken ankles, broken fingers, broken ribs, and still trying to play? Do you call Hamlin that almost lost his life, do you call him soft? I mean, it's like every day we're putting our life on the line. Now, you can say the team is undisciplined. You can say that they don't play well. They don't make plays. They don't have playmakers. But when you call a man soft, come on, man. I dare you to walk up to Mike Tyson. I dare you to go up to Evander Holyfield, Jeffrey Simmons, Arden Key, and say, hey, man, you really soft. All of a sudden, they're going to call 911 to pick you up off the ground and take you to the hospital. I mean, you just got to be careful when we say that.
So follow me on this because throughout this was the conversation that, Joe and I kind of had. And then I heard Derek say something that kind of made me change my mind a little bit. I don't think this team is soft. And I said that when we played the clip, when Callahan, I was like, I don't think they're soft. I think there have been some tendencies that get people to say that. And maybe how I should have worded that, because I heard Derek use the phrase mental toughness. Is there a difference in being mentally tough and soft? Because I kind of feel like those are two different things.
See, soft, when you're talking about soft, that means like you're afraid or you're scared or like you're real timid and real, you know, like, oh, don't hit me. That's soft. Being mental tough, but not having mental toughness means like, man, you know, it's we're down by 15 and you just kind of completely say, I don't want to do this.
Well, and complain like when Brownlee brought up that, you know, some of the guys had a tough time with the cold. Like, I mean, okay, you can, I can see why somebody would say, oh, that's soft. But that's like, you got to have more mental toughness there. Like, it's cold. Like, yeah, it's football.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. We went to Cleveland. Derek can tell you this. We went to Cleveland where Eddie George ran for 216. The first time we ran up, I said, man, it's freezing out here. But in my mind, I knew I had to play the game.
Yeah.
I mean, because I love football. And it's not that I was soft because, man, I don't like the cold. I mean, I'm from Denver where it'd be 71 day and it'd be a blizzard the next day. But, you know, it's just saying, you know what? Yes, it's cold, but I'm going to fight through what the cold has me trying to stop me to do.
But let me. But you have a guy. You have a. You never had a teammate who went and said, "Yeah, some guys couldn't play because it was cold." What Brownlee said speaks volumes. That's what started all this. Yeah, why would he say that if this is not true?
But he's from Florida, though. You know, a lot of guys from Florida or in a hot state, they don't like the cold. And I just think that maybe they took that out of context. If he said this, if Brownlee said this, man, it's cold out here and I don't want to play and I'm just going to shut it down, then that's totally different. Now you can say, okay, you don't have mental toughness. But if you say, man, it's cold out here, man, it's a little chilly, and it kind of affected me a little bit, that doesn't mean that you're soft or you just kind of like this weakling. I just think that sometimes we have to be really, really careful and not take stuff out of context.
And, you know, I love you, but why say that? Just say, look, we suck today. We didn't. Okay, we were terrible. But you know how we are. Yeah. We're wolves,
that's
man. You give us a little like, well, you know, some guys let the cold affect them. Boom. We're on that right there. Because I don't recall the last time somebody said that.
Yeah. But you know what? A lot of people are built different. And I'm going to tell you why. Like, when we played Cleveland, when Eddie George ran for 216, can I be real honest with you? I didn't want to play. I didn't want to play. But Eddie George, he had a look in his eyes like, I'm built for this. I mean, he had no sleeves, no hoodie, no nothing. He's just built like that. With me, I'm like, man, I'm going to sit on the heater. You know, my feet are cold. And I did those things, but still played the game. So I just think that, you know, people handle things a little different. And I'm not saying Brownlee's right or he's wrong. It's just that I think that, you know, people are built different in that situation.
I just imagine you, and that was the 2000 season, or was it 99, whatever? When it,
2000.
It was 2000 season.
2000, yes.
Who was your position coach? Because Steckel was already gone. Who was your wide receiver coach?
It was Steve Walters.
All right, you're going to go to Steve Walters for the game and say, Coach, I don't want to play. It's cold out here. You would have never done that. You would have never done it.
I would have acted tough for the first 2 minutes. I would have ran out there and been like, "Hey, let's, you know, I'm excited." But I went right to the bench and put on my coat and sit next to the heater. I mean, that's, that's just how I was. I would have done that. But here's the deal. Here's the difference, though, that even though it was cold, even though my fingers were frozen, even though I couldn't feel my feet, I still had to get in the huddle. I still had to run the play, and I still had to make the catch. That's the difference.
You're a coach now. What if a player came to you and had that kind of attitude right there, like, I don't want to do it? What would you say? We'd say, okay, buddy, just sit on the bench. Are you okay? What would Chris Sanders, the coach, do? After all you've been through, what do you tell your player now?
Get your butt out there.
Exactly. But the thing about it is, this is what I would do. If a kid came to me and said, Coach, it's cold out here, you know, I'll be like, okay, get some gloves, whatever, whatever. But if he came to me and said, I don't want to play, it is too cold. Okay, you see your mom, your dad in the stands. Go up there and sit down and watch the game. You know, because it's just hard to. No, let me just be doggone honest. No, sit on the sidelines, watch the game, and watch everybody else play something. If a kid said that to me, I'm just going to be honest. I'm trying to find a correct thing to say. No, you just sit on the sidelines, get some milk, some chocolate milk, and watch the game.
I remember when Brad Hopkins worked with us, he told a story that Bruce Matthews basically had a rule, and you would probably know this rule, that you show up to training camp,
yep,
whatever you're going to wear in August is what you're going to wear in December.
Yep.
So if you want sleeves in December, you're going to wear them in August. If you don't want sleeves in August, you're not going to have sleeves in December. That's built different. Like, that's just that mindset.
And it's funny because we had the same rules as the receivers, that we couldn't wear a T-shirt underneath our shoulder pads. So now we're playing Cleveland. I'm looking at the T-shirt. I'm looking at the hoodie. But I didn't want to presume, like, here goes that word again, soft. And so what I did is I didn't wear a shirt. I wore nothing underneath it. But then on the sidelines, I got the coat. So it's just you're right, man. There's guys that are just built different, but that doesn't mean the other guy does it different. It doesn't mean that he's soft. It's just that he handles the elements different.
Yeah, for sure. Chris, appreciate it as always. We will see it. We'll talk to you Sunday morning.
Hey, I love you guys so much, man.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and Faith and everybody else.
You too. Did you give me something for Christmas?
He did.
It's in the mail.
He got you a Tennessee jersey.
Yeah. 81. Love you guys. 81 Sanders.
Appreciate you, brother. Bye-bye.
Yeah, appreciate you. Chris Sanders joining us here on the program. We'll have more coming up next from Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.